But don't you think it's important to cultivate freedom in love? Freedom and trust. Appreciation without expectation.
Next record.
Now that we know you do have children, Ezra Blazer, any regrets?
That I didn't meet you sooner. Is this what you do for a living?
Yes.
Do you enjoy it?
Of course.
Of course. You know, I know a poet who lives in Spain, a wonderful Spanish poet who's in her 60s now. But when she was in her 30s, late 20s or early 30s, she was extremely adventurous. And she went around to all the bars in Madrid trying to find the oldest man there so that she could take him home with her. That was her mission, to sleep with the oldest man in Madrid. Have you ever done something like that?
No.
Would you like to begin now?
That would be with you.
That would be with me. Are you married?
Yes.
Married. Well, that didn't stand in Anna Karenina's way.
No.
It didn't stand in Emma Bovary's way.
No.
Should it stand in your way?
Anna and Emma came to no good end.
Children?
Two.
Two children and a husband.
Correct.
Well, let's forget about him. I find you a very attractive woman, and I've enjoyed this enormously. I'm going to a concert tomorrow night, and I have two tickets. A friend of mine was going to go with me, but I'm sure he'll be content to go another time. Pollini is here. The wonderful Maurizio Pollini is here, and he's playing Beethoven's last three piano sonatas. So, my final question for you, on Desert Island Discs. Tomorrow night, Maurizio Pollini at Royal Festival Hall. And I can bring only one woman. And I would like that woman to be you. So what do you say, miss? Are you game?
Asymmetry was written by Lisa Halliday and read by Aidan Hakimi, Fiona Hardingham, Arthur Morey, and Candace Thaxton. Editing and post-production by Common Mode, Paul Fowley, Technical Director. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Asymmetry is available in print from Simon & Schuster.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.